It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I would love to hear one of your stories. If you've had an issue where, the toilet is clogged, and what did you do? Where were you at? What happened? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I saw this article, and I wanted to share it with you because I've been in that position before where we've had a clog, we've had an overflow, and it's not good for anybody. If you ever have that problem, stay calm. By the way, never flush tissues, paper towels, feminine products, or toilet paper that isn't degradable. I found out that a lot of flushable wipes, no good, no bueno.
I heard that, and I use those. I like those now. I used to think they were weird, but now I'm addicted.
I can't stop wiping. They're so good. Here's what you do, though. According to a guy from Mr. Reuter, the first thing to remember when you clog the toilet in another person's place is to breathe. Do not panic. What you need to do...
Okay, that's easy for Mr. Reuter to say whenever you're at a guy's house for the first time and you've only been talking for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's not good at all. What you do, Alex, is this. You need to, if it looks like the water's going to go over the rim, because that's the scariest thing. It's like, please stop, please stop. Oh, God, it's a waterfall. Go down behind the toilet. Turn that knob to the right. They always say righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. Do you know how to turn the water off to your toilet?
No.
I don't even know what knob you're talking about.
On a toilet, most of them, it's on the bottom right. It's almost like an oval shape, like silver kind of a thing.
Oh, like on the white bottom part?
On the actual bottom.
You turn it to the right.
Yes.
If it's overflowing.
Okay. Yes, it'll close off the water to the toilet. It'll stop it. Left will let the water flow. So, yeah. Now, they say how to get a good plunger in the toilet. You need to make sure you got a good connection between the plunger and the toilet. Plungers like to call that a good seal. By the way, if you're a plumber, you can call us 833-JOE-ALEX. Maybe you got some stories you have to share with us. And then they say, be quick and repetitive when you're doing the plunging. You want to kind of sound like this.
Ew, this noise is really grossing me out. I don't like this noise.
Stop.
This noise is so weird.
It's not weird. You've never heard a toilet be clogged before?
I've never plunged a toilet.
What?
I have.
I've never plunged a toilet.
How have you never plunged a toilet?
I've never used a plunger.
You've never properly destroyed a toilet then because you don't need a plunger.
Like, what? I've done it hundreds of times.
As a girl that constantly goes to the bathroom, I don't know how you've never blown one up.
There's a kid when I was little, someone that like I used to play with, and they had an older sibling who told them like, you know, I'm going to try to flush you down the toilet. It'll be fun or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
So the kid, they were like, okay, you got to try to get, you know, fit in there. So like the kid stuck their arm or something like down in the toilet. It got stuck. They had to call the fire department to break the toilet open to free this kid's arm that I knew.
That sounds like... an episode of Rugrats that freaked
really?
Me out when I was a kid.
I remember when I was on spring break in high school, we were in Panama City Beach, and my friends and I were drinking. We were playing poker because it was like a rainy day, so we couldn't go out of our hotel room. And I had a lot of, I think it was Qdoba or Chipotle the night before. So I was beaned up, gassed up. I don't know what happened, but I somehow, the toilet got full. Like it was clogged.
Ew.
And I didn't realize it. And I tried to flush it so it could go down. It started overflowing and like going into the hall, like
ew.
Of the room.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God. Oh. And there's like 10 of us in there playing cards. And I was drunk too. So I just look around. Nobody's there. I just left. I'm like, this ain't me.
Oh my gosh. That makes it even more obvious if you leave the evidence.
Oh, they were so mad at me. Like everybody's like, get back
here
now.
So they knew it was you.
Yeah. I guess they knew that I did the doo-doo. I did the deed. I just was so embarrassed, guys. I didn't know what to do. And they're like, why didn't you call the hotel people? I'm like, I didn't want them to come see this.
Yeah. That's the thing is that if you clog the toilet, then whoever you get to help has to see it. That's the embarrassing part.
I would have left the country.
Well, I was going to leave the hotel. I was so embarrassed about it.
So one time my dad was going to one of his clients' house, and he has some very wealthy, like, important clients, and it was one of his top clients, and they were having a meeting, and then after dinner, he had to use their bathroom, and he went into their bathroom, and then he realized he, like, went too much, there was too much in the toilet, but he tried to flush it, and it wasn't working, and the water was raising, and his heart was pounding, and so then he tried flushing it again, and nothing was happening, and it literally overflowed in probably this, like, million-dollar home in the bathroom at a client's house.
What did he say?
In his suit, and he came out, he was like, this is pretty embarrassing, but I had an accident in the bathroom and your toilet's currently overflowing.
Stop.
Yes. And he said that he like stayed in the bathroom for like probably 5 minutes being like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And then he finally just took a deep breath and was like, I got to go out there.
Make your hands like a cup and start putting it in the sink.
Okay. Yeah.